ABC Radio Australia.
As if the recent clash between Tō Samoa and Tonga in the Pacific Rugby League Championships wasn't big enough, just imagine what the atmosphere will be like when the arch rivals meet in the World Cup next year. That game has been confirmed now and will be the third of Samoa's three pool matches, following a match against France in Sydney and a trip to Port Moresby to take on the PNG Kumuls. Tonga will take on England first up in Perth and then Lebanon before the Polynesian Derby. Tō Samoa's head coach Ben Gardner is not entirely sure how the organisers came up with what is a slightly unusual tournament format, but he says the task ahead is clear.
The France game we play prior to the Australian women's team, so that should be a pretty big day at Combank with four teams that have followed throughout the world playing there. So we play 5:45 that day, and then that'll set us up nicely to head to Port Moresby. And then when we come back to Tonga, back to Combank, that's an evening game, which is a good one, because that sort of sets you up leading into the finals for big match occasion, big match style. And what better way to play that type of game, one of our biggest rivals in Tonga.
Everybody, I think, will be out to prove a point of one sort or another. I mean, Papua New Guinea, of course, would have liked to crack at Tonga during the recent Pacific Championships, but the rules as they stand didn't allow. Tonga, of course, will be out for revenge against yourselves. And you, of course, will be looking to take the team to the World Cup.
The best teams walk towards pressure, and that's what we think that we've been preparing for over the last 3 years, is to walk towards pressure in a situation where pretty much every game's a must-win circumstance. You know, just because of the way that the tournament's been put together, you pretty much need to win all of your games to go to the next step. And, you know, that's sort of what we've been planning to do and what we've been building over the last 3 years. It's a very different team that we've got to the last World Cup, so it's not comparable, and I don't think it's comparable for any of the teams. It's about this World Cup and what you've probably done over the last couple of years to prepare yourselves to be in the best position once you get there.
What do you feel you have to do between now and the World Cup to be absolutely in A1 condition when you get there as a squad? And what will time allow you to do? Will you play another match between now and the World Cup, for example?
No, we won't, is the answer. No one will, I don't think. And, you know, maybe England will, maybe France will. But the way that the NRL program works, and all of our players, bar a couple in our squad being NRL players, they have to sit in the window of the NRL international season. So unfortunately, we won't have a lead-up game. We'll be making sure that our training prepares us to be at our best come the first game against France. And that's just how it is. Like, you know, any of the nations that have NRL players need to put themselves in a position where those players won't be available until the first World Cup match. And that's just the nature of the circumstance. So it's really no different to the preparations we've had for the three tournaments over the last 3 years. Like, you go straight into the tournament and you have to be ready to go. And that's part of why you keep a consistent staff and a consistent playing group, so the combinations remain strong throughout your 3 or 4 year lead up to the World Cup. And that's what we identified after the last World Cup. We do need to build those combinations through playing games, and, you know, it'd be lovely to have a warm-up match, but the rules with the, you know, the RLPA rules and the NRL rules don't allow it.
So therefore, is it unreasonable to suggest that at the moment in the world of rugby league, the club game comes first and the international game comes second, and yet your side, with the talent that is available to you, huge expectations on those players, but to just turn up and play, as it were, I mean, it's not easy, is it?
Yeah, I'd think your first statement's incorrect. I don't think that it says anything about the importance of the international game versus the club game. It's something that's been put into place to try and protect the players in how many games they play throughout a season. And so what the Rugby League Players Association has been able to do is put a window in place to allow players to play in that window, so we take advantage of playing in that window for internationals. At the end of the day, your training should put you in a position to be ready to play your best performance in the first game of the tournament anyway. And that's sort of what we've been trying to build over the last couple of years, is making sure that when we start our first test match, we're ready to play our best football. We're not having to warm to it. And that's probably some lessons that some of the players in the team took from the last World Cup.
Do you think with the talent that you have available, and of course there's always the possibility there may be other players who decide to declare that they're available for Tō Samoa as well over the next year or so, you have the talent to win the World Cup?
I think that our whole aim throughout the last 4 years has been to build our way to be in a position to win the World Cup. Part of that has been building our program. Part of that has been building our staff. Part of that has been building our players, and not only, you know, adding players from other nations, but also adding younger players into our squad. So we've been able to develop that program to put ourselves in a position to win the World Cup. There's been no accident in how we've gone about it. It's all been very intentional, and it's to put ourselves in the best position on the biggest day under the biggest pressure.
And the fact that you will be playing in a tournament in Australia, and we've already seen the level of support that you can generate, and you're not going to be short of fans, are you? That's for sure. Possibly in PNG, no, it might be slightly different.
We're not going to be short of fans, and that's one of the biggest and most exciting parts. I think even in PNG, reading on the social media stuff over the last few days, people are already booking their flights and their accommodation to be ready for the game over there. So, you know, we'll have a huge following in Western Sydney when we play the two games there. That last match against Tonga on the 1st of November. I think most people throughout the world should be putting that in their diary, because that's going to be a spectacle.